good news on B105. Hey, we got good news coming up, the B105 Buzz.
Yes, we do.
Well, what do you know?
Well, I have a good news.
What's your good news? B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and we got the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. So what's your good news?
Well, Joe Danger's wife, Penny, is very excited about this. So that is where this good news is coming from, and a lot of people are excited about this. So Black Bear, they just announced a new event coming Friday, October 2nd. Have you ever heard of Lucy Darling?
Never.
So she is like, she's a magician. She's a comedian. She has a whole thing. Lucy Darling. And she's bringing her Simply Darling tour here. And I was like looking right after they announced it, and people were buying tickets.
I've seen her before.
Yeah. So tickets go on sale this Friday at noon. There's like a meet and greet package, things like that. Read about that B105country.com.
Cabaret infused format.
I was watching some of her clips on Instagram, and it's funny, so.
All right, neat.
You need a laugh, which I think we all do, right?
Yeah, so that's coming up. My good news was that the Boundary Waters is going to be opening 41 entry points tomorrow, as long as fire conditions remain stable. Which where some of it's still uncontained, but they're far enough away, and these are areas that aren't being affected. Immediately, at least, so that's opening up. So about 39% of the BWCA opens up tomorrow.
Lots of people will be excited about that.
There has been some limited day use, but this will actually allow overnight in those areas. So read more about that, B105country.com or on our Facebook page. Thank you, Lauren, for your good news. My good news is good news all around,
right? It's good news all around.
We're trying here. B105, Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. I ain't coming back. B105. So coming up today, I'm excited about this. We got about another hour to go, but Lauren's love advice. There's going to be 5 red flags you can, you can fuse with charisma.
Yes.
Or chemistry.
Chemistry. Yep, exactly.
You feel like you got chemistry.
Yeah.
Do you feel if you get chemistry right away?
I think it's different. Based on all the rom-coms that I have watched.
What about in your personal life?
Well, I feel like I don't even remember that far back. Yeah.
Did you have chemistry with your husband right away?
Yeah. We kind of ignored each other.
Was it disguised as pure anxiety?
No, I held that together. You just had to deal with that when I started dating him.
There's been a development.
Yeah, I acted pretty calm. Okay, let's not.
You did say that at one point.
I did. I was in my love bubble. That was like 8 years ago. That was a long time ago. Yeah. But I think so.
All right. Well, good.
But
we'll
you don't need that.
Chemistry?
I mean, it's good to have, but I don't think that's a make or break.
You have to have chemistry for a relationship to work. It just has to.
Okay, well, let's wait. Let's talk about this. You can weigh in coming up.
All right. I'll weigh in. It's 7:40 here this morning. I've got Lauren's Country Lowdown, too, next on B105. All right, Lauren, do your work. Lauren's Country Lowdown.
Okay, Morgan Wallen, he has made history. Well, he's made history many times over the years, but he just made history with Don't We, which is his latest song on country radio. Well, he has his new song out now. It is the 7th number one from I'm the Problem. To hit number one on the country airplay chart. So this is the first time that a country album, an original, not a deluxe album, has had 7 number one hits, which is crazy because we're talking Taylor Swift, Shania Twain. They never accomplished this.
I feel like they just keep coming up with new records to break.
Yeah, these are things I would never think of. But Luke Combs, he had 7 with What You See Is What You Get, but that was a deluxe edition because he released some songs off there. But that's just impressive. He's still riding the wave. He beat his own record of 6 number ones. From One Thing at a Time. Can you name all of his 7 number ones from I'm the Problem?
I'm the Problem. Don't We?
Yep.
I Ain't Coming Back.
No, that
that's
was not Post
on
Malone.
That one. No, that's
one
right.
Trillion.
I'm not done. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm having such a blank. Okay, tell me.
20 Cigarettes, I Got Better, Just in Case, Love Somebody, Lies, Lies, Lies. I'm the Problem, Don't We?
Those are all on that one? Wow, I thought that those were okay.
So he also just scored his 21st number one single on the Billboard Country Airplay chart. So he has joined Thomas Rhett and Keith Urban. And we'll see if he can surpass Kenny Chesney, who has the most at 33. I think he can.
Maybe.
Because he's, I mean.
He's only, what, 30?
And if he puts out another album, 30? That's 7 more. I don't even think he's... Yeah, Kenny Chesney's at 33, yeah.
No, I'm talking about age-wise.
I don't even think Morgan's 33 yet.
Well, he was born in 93.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, he's got to be somewhere around that.
I love that you know that. Anyways, we'll see, but congratulations to him.
I know that because I thought you should know there's that line in you've been losing sleep since 93.
Oh, yeah.
And I was born in 83, so I know I'm 10 years older than Morgan Wallen.
Okay, okay. And also, he might get the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100, which means it would take Ella Langley down for the week, but okay. We will see. Riley Green, he has a new album coming out in September, and he has slowly released the track list on that, and what it has everybody talking is because yesterday he shared some, that song that he says is not about Megan Maroney's on there.
A POS so, like me.
Yeah, so on the album, it's just called POS, and for those that don't know, Megan came out with Cloud 9, had a lot of songs about him, one really mean song in particular called Who Hurt You. That night, he shared a video of himself singing this song. It's basically a parody, like, yeah, I'm so bad. Now, she also just was on the cover of Cosmo and said that song basically, yeah, is about Riley Green. So
whatever.
They're just going back and forth. Also, there's a duet with Brooks and Dunn called Pave All Them Red Dirt Roads.
Well, they had Red Dirt Road.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a little interpolation thing. We'll see.
My that song, Red Dirt Road, always reminded me of the road that was leading into Biwabik. And then I went on a motorcycle ride up there. And I'm like, I'm going to go down that trip for memory lane. And it was gone. The road doesn't exist.
Oh, my
anymore.
Gosh. Every day there's something from your past that's gone. Well, anyways.
It's a big barrier up. And I'm like, no. Am I what?
You're not meant to live in the past. That's what that means. But you can hear That's Just Me, September 18th.
Hey, that's what this music's all about, is memories, right? Bringing you back.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel bad for you a little.
Everything's gone. It's like, and I had a bunch of people I was bringing, like, oh, you're going to love this road. It's cool. And then we called up and it was like closed. Russell Dickerson, B105. So the other day I was driving back from Virginia on Highway 53 and I was coming through Eveleth. And then right as you get right just south of Eveleth, there used to be a K&B Drive-In. That's gone.
K&B Drive-In. That just sounds old
school. That was this old school drive-in there that you could go to. And now it's just a big pile of rock.
Sad.
Burned down or something years ago. But, you know, we're going down memory lane, which I probably should take the off ramp.
I'm just, like, worried about you because, like, you every day there's, like, something new from your past that's disappeared.
You know, I actually went, you know, so I go to the A&W in Superior once in a while. Mm-hmm. It's not too far from where I live. And I usually do sit in the car and have the car hop service, you know, with the nice glass ice mug root beer.
I love that.
But I went inside there. That felt like I was going back in time. You know,
yeah, because that's just not a thing anymore. You know?
Yeah, but I was like going inside the diner. I was like, this feels all right. This feels like, you know, right? So
you're going to be okay.
Shout out. Then I found out my daughter doesn't like root beer. What kid doesn't like root beer?
That's crazy, but I've met many people that don't, and I judge them every time. No offense.
A&W root beer? Come on.
Not that I should be judging your daughter.
B105, okay, 710 laugh off. Here we go.
All right.
I'm going to start, Lauren.
Okay.
Did you know that Odysseus ate a very unhealthy diet? Yeah, all of his food was cooked in ancient Greece.
I actually love that joke. That's hilarious.
That was a good one. Odyssey joke. So who would have thought?
I don't know if this is appropriate, but I'm going to do it anyways. Okay, you can tell me.
All right.
When I die, I want to be cremated. That way I'll have a smoking hot body at least once.
Very
dark.
Very inappropriate.
I don't know what is and isn't these.
I'm just kidding. That's funny.
I really don't know.
That's funny. I was just joking. Okay, this one comes from Tammy.
What did one O say to the other O? Ohio.
That's cute. Very Minnesota.
Ohio.
Yeah, I heard that Minnesota
Ohio.
Accent.
Okay.
Cute.
That's a 710 laugh off. Do it again tomorrow here on B105. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning, and Lauren's love advice. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's a book, a brand new book that just came out, and it was written by a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Okay.
Dr. Anna Elton, she just released a new book called The Formula of Desire, What Brings Us Together and Drives Us Apart in the Science of Connection. So this is from her book. If you want to learn more, you can pick that up. But this is just a little excerpt from it. So I thought it was interesting. Red flags that people mistake for chemistry. So number one, inconsistent communication. That's mistaken for mystery. I have like so many single friends that are like, oh, well, you know, they're liking my Instagram story, but I haven't talked to them. They're, you know, they're playing hard to get. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think that's chemistry. I think that's just
time for that.
Yeah, exactly. So
you got a lot of single friends still?
I do, yeah.
That sounded creepy that I asked that. The way
I do, yeah.
I was just curious. I thought
You've been
to so many weddings, I thought they all were married by now.
Yeah, I just got a lot of friends. No, most of my best friends are married, except for a few, but, you know, my acquaintances and
sure.
things, you know.
Okay.
So, number two, jealousy mistaken for love.
Mm-hmm.
I also encountered this with some of my friends where they're like, you know, one of my guy friends will get a girlfriend or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, well, I can't talk to you or whatever. I'm like, that's not normal.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's okay to be like a little jealous, but not really.
Right.
So that's definitely one. Love bombing mistaken for romance. That's true. If somebody's like, I love you, they do these grand gestures right away, you might think it's romantic, but it also might just be, you know, them love bombing you. And then the last few, emotional unpredictability mistaken for passion. That's probably the most important one.
Oh, okay.
If you're like fighting a lot, or you know,
sorry,
you have
I'm just
highs.
Passionate about a relationship.
Yeah, if you're like having highs and lows or whatever, and you're like, oh, that's so sweet. We're just passionate about each other. No, that's probably not good. And then needing to earn someone's affection mistaken for connection, because you shouldn't have to earn it.
Good point.
So pick up the book if you want to learn more about
What's
relationships.
The name of the book?
The Formula of Desire: What Brings Us Together and Drives Us Apart, and the Science
Formula
of Connection.
Of Desire. I was very proud of myself the other day. I noticed a shirt that my wife had never worn before.
I love
that.
The
first day, and I said, is that a new shirt? And she goes, yes. I said, that's a nice shirt. And she goes, no, I've had it for a long time. And I thought, well, she goes, but it's my first time I wore it. I'm like, don't I get credit for that?
Yeah, that counts. That Thank counts you. If it's the first Thank time that you. She's worn it. I'm on your side.
Thank you.
Save and then the yesterday, day, because I'm on your side today.
I didn't realize it was that rare. Wow. Okay. And then she was wearing a different dress yesterday. And I said, I don't remember seeing that dress. She goes, I haven't worn it in years. And I said, well, it looks very nice on you.
That's so sweet. Right. I love it.
Yeah. B105, it's Stella Lefty in Boston. All right. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. 751. Today going to be about 85.
Yep. So I asked you like a minute ago, you know, it's basically Halloween season. So I was like, do you have some Halloween music?
It's not Halloween season yet. We're not even
it
back
is.
To school
yet. Did you know
yet?
That the Spirit Halloween store locator goes live on Friday? It does. Anyways, I just saw this.
Didn't know there was such a thing, there to be is. Honest with you.
The it color for Halloween in 2026. Obviously, when you think Halloween, you think black, you think orange, maybe some green.
Right.
Well, according to...
Blood red.
Yeah, a designer... The 2026 Halloween It color, this is like rap music, is going to be pink.
This is Halloween rap music, excuse me.
This is interesting. So pink is expected to be everywhere this Halloween season, even though it's not like a spooky color. You know, I don't really think of...
Why?
Pink. Okay, so an interior designer named Marie Cloud is predicting this, and she said, designers have been leaning into dustier, moodier shades of pink for a couple years, pairing it with black and deep greens instead of pastels, and so it just kind of fits in with that color combination, and those are obviously spooky colors. So she also says adding touches of pink and not going full on with the color will work well in any Halloween setting. I can't see this. I'm not a pink person, but like I can't see there.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear anything pink.
No, I don't own anything pink. Okay. Not my hue, if you will. But okay. I mean, as long as we're still celebrating Halloween, but I thought that was interesting.
Spirit Halloween store located.
Yeah.
That goes on Friday.
Yeah.
Just because every year they move around so much that you can't find out where they
right.
are. Okay. Well, Lauren is, we're getting into Lauren season. I think we're a little early. We're a few months early.
No. The Spirit Halloween sign's up at the mall.
Okay.
Just saying.
Gotcha. Thank you, Lauren, for that.
So anyways,
Halloween
look for
update.
Some pink.
Okay, pink is it this season.
Pink is in, yes.
B105, it's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. So I saw this the other, well, was it last week? I think they finally knocked it down, the Superior and Sage Hotel on Hammond Avenue. You know, it caught fire, what was it, about a month ago? Right as you come off the Blotnick Bridge,
mm-hmm.
it was right there. They finally tore it down. They said that the fire started somewhere in the south exterior south wall of the breezeway. That's where it was. They still don't know what caused the fire. So
that's crazy.
And we don't know what's going to be going in there yet, but Mayor Payne hopes that a new hotel is built in the same location.
But okay.
It's hard because, okay, so what are you going to rebuild there when the bridge is going to be shut down for 6 years? That's going to really affect traffic in that
area.
Well,
that's what I was going to say is like, okay, even if you built something new, is it going to get a lot of traffic? I don't know.
That's a tough spot to be trying to start something on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And like, and then I got kind of worried about the Hammond, too, because I love the Hammond Steakhouse.
I love the Hammond.
I know. I mean, you're still going to be able to get there. You're just going to take the bong over and then drive all around trying to get to it. But, you know, I want to make sure that we support them through all this because, that, you know, that's a good steak, right?
I love the Hammond. Shout out to the Hammond.
Not a lot of places anymore where you can get, like not a lot of, like, private steakhouses that aren't franchises.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I want to support that.
Yeah, we want to support that. And we also have talked about like local businesses that have been impacted by construction. It does have a huge impact. So
yeah,
support
and then
when you can.
What was the name of that one shake place that you talked about? Twisted?
Thick and Twisted.
Yes. I saw where I was yesterday. I noticed it for the first time. I was like, oh my God, it's right there.
A lot of people were like, I didn't know that was there. So hopefully.
Right when you turn into Super One off Central Avenue.
Yeah.
It's right, boom, right there.
Yeah, hopefully it brought some eyes to the business.
I was going to the liquor store across the street from it. Shocker.
Well,
that's where
that does check out.
It's good deals. All right, Super One. Shout out. All righty. Moving on. 7:58 B105 weather forecast of drink on B105. We got Nicole from Animal Allies. What's going on, Nicole?
Hello. Good morning. Good. You know, we're just busy as ever.
You got a lot of dogs out here.
Yes, we have a lot of dogs right now, not moving as quickly as we would like to see. So definitely starting to feel that those kennels are getting pretty full. It's getting quite a bit louder back there. So really encouraging folks to come check out the pups we have. There's young dogs, older dogs, stuff in between. So check out the website. It updates every day. Or swing by if you have the chance and do a meet and greet with somebody.
Yeah, Nadia's too. We were talking about today. Look at this picture, Lauren.
I know.
Nadia
I'm
wants to give
right
you
now.
A kiss. Look at that.
Very boopable.
Stick a boop. Boop.
Yes.
So sweet.
Yes. She is about 12 years old, so she just has like that little face that's so sweet and squishable. She's really laid back and calm girl. She's great on leash. She loves going for walks out in the sunshine and getting lots of scratches and treats. She's also done well with dogs at the shelter. She kind of just indifferent if they're around or not. So I think she'd be fine if maybe there was another mellow dog at home that she could have as a friend. So overall, just, very laid back older girl that is just ready to go find a nice retirement home. So
yeah.
If you've got the space for an older lady, she would love to have somebody come meet her.
You know, senior dogs are really the best.
Mm-hmm.
They're, special. Yeah, right.
They deserve to have, you know, their golden years in
right.
a loving home.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll check out Nadia at Animal Allies. So you go to animalallies.net, or also we can stop in and see you guys this summer. You've got you're still open for summer hours and stuff, right?
Yep. So Tuesday through Friday, noon to 6, Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4.
Okay. Animal Allies. Thank you very much, Nicole. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Nicole and Nadia from Animal Allies on B105. Hello, Langley, Morgan Wallen, I Can't Love You Anymore on B105. So you've ever heard about the lottery curse?
Yeah, how you win the lottery and then...
bad things happen to you.
Right, yeah.
Right. This happened in... oh, this guy, boy. He won Kentucky's biggest jackpot ever with the Powerball. His name's James Farthing. He won it earlier this year, $167.3 million. And he's been arrested 4 times now since that happened. He was arrested for kicking a Florida deputy in the head during a hotel bar scuffle. Then he was arrested again for domestic violence. And then he drove his brand new Corvette more than 100 miles per hour when he rear-ended another vehicle, bolted on foot. That happens there. But now the latest one is another domestic assault thing. So maybe there is a thing. You know, I've often, I got my... my buddy Rich always says, if I won the lottery, I'd be dead in a week.
Well, yeah, I feel like people go from a just not being able to manage that much money, and then you probably just
go nuts.
Throw all caution to the wind because, you know, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, look, I'm rich, you know? And then people come out of the woodwork, yeah.
Right.
Oh.
You got neck tattoos. Not saying, not judging or anything, but.
Not judging, but whoa.
Can't make up that reaction that Lauren just had. Whoa.
That was just not what I was expecting.
All right. Anyway, that's the lottery curse. Florida Georgia Line and Cruise, B105. B105 and some angel today. Lauren, tell us about somebody doing something good.
Okay. So this could, I think this will be on an episode of Dateline. A man fought off a shark to save his pregnant fiance from an attack. Now,
my
this happened
gosh.
In Florida. I know.
What
so
kind of
scary.
Shark was it? Was it a big one?
Doesn't say.
I was wondering. There's another one of the things, too, that I was wondering. Like, could I survive if I was stranded at sea? Could I fight off a shark? You know what I mean?
It probably wasn't, like, a massive shark because she wasn't that far into the water. But, obviously, you don't want any shark. So, this man is from Georgia, and he's recovering right now. His fiance was swimming at Daytona Beach. He pushed his fiance to safety and then battled the shark before he was able to run back to shore. He was taken to a hospital. Unprovoked shark encounters are extremely rare, but...
Well, they say, but then we keep hearing about them.
Right. If you think about it, I mean, we hear of like a handful, but it seems like a lot. But thankfully, his pregnant fiance is okay. He's okay. But that is scary. If there's a shark, I'm not going to go in the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I worry about that. I don't know.
I worry about that in lakes and pools. You just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, lakes. Okay, pools even? You worried about pools?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you got to be, don't wear any ankle jewelry, you know.
That's because musky bait. Yes, yep. Yes.
Or northerns, too. But yeah, you know, if you want to swim in a big body of water, you can swim in Lake Superior. It's fresh water. The only thing you got to worry about in there is like sturgeon, you know.
Just sturgeon. Well, we don't know what else is
in
there.
They don't come after you. We do know what else is in there. There's nothing worried
UFOs?
About the,
I don't know.
It's truth. There's some truth to that. I don't know. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, be careful. Thank you. And Shark Attack. Is it Shark Week yet? When is that?
It is Shark Week.
Is it Shark Week?
I think it is Shark Week.
I thought I saw something on TV about that.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Look out.
Low Cash on the B105 Workday Kickoff. I hope you have an amazing